What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Let's begin now.
If you hear the music, you should know the voice that comes right after the tune. Dusty Likens with you. This is After Hours. Welcome to the show. Welcome to summertime in the city of Kansas City. Hope everybody's having a good night. Good day. I know your team didn't win.
Breaking ball ripped through the hole between third and short. A base hit into left field. Frazier's in to score. Mm-hmm. Garcia crosses right behind him. Bobby Witt Jr. delivers a two-run single. And this is a one-run game.
We talked about it last week very passionately on this program on After Hours, and it's starting to gain momentum. It is going to be fully gained momentum throughout this summer as the Royal Caribbean, the big blue wave, as we call it, the playoff ship. I hope you're on board. It is going to be the theme of every single spot start that we have in this summer, because that's what we do. That's what we do on After Hours. We try to bring you back. We try to have fun with you. We try to keep you upbeat. We try to talk some sense into you when you're feeling down and out and understanding this is a long season. There is a ton of time to go, so we will talk about the Royals tonight. I am Dusty Likens. I am with Julio Sanchez. Mr. Julio, how are you this evening? It has been a little bit of a while since we have connected.
It has. You kind of ditched me the last few weeks, you know?
I did not ditch you. I get called up to the pro. I don't know how many more options I have left. I've been called up to the pros three times already this summer and then sent back down. I'll be called back up next Friday and Monday. I'll be with Rob Brenton, and then I'll be sent back down to, you know, After Hours. So it's not on me, man. It's not on me.
How many options do you have?
At least 57 in this summer. Okay. I would assume.
I kind of felt like a date that got stood up, you know. I was walking in the door. Expecting to be working with Dustman, and you're a no-show.
So yeah, but you got Drew Nixon.
That's fine. Yeah, he messaged me that day. Let me know.
So, that whole thing is irrelevant.
Know. Yeah, you know.
Oh,
it was a good show, too.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? Watch your back.
Watch your back. And there's a couple of people that I feel like are ready to jump off the ship. Dusty, you act like the Royals were the best team in baseball last week. Now you're saying it's a long season. That is not what I'm saying, 816. I'm saying relax. And I didn't say they were the best team in baseball. So your text, I can already feel the steaminess coming from you. You don't want to leave your cabin. Hopefully you jumped on the ship. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. I did not say, and if you took my actions as if they were the best team in baseball, nah. You don't understand the crown jewel. Let me explain to you what last week was. Last week was simply a cry for letting people know that it is time to be all in on a summer of fun, entertaining, good baseball that could lead to the playoffs, that probably might, and at this point, should lead to the playoffs. I was not saying this team is Philadelphia, 816. I wasn't saying this team is the Yankees of the 2000s. I was saying it's time to get on board. You had the bye week to figure it out. We had Harold Kuntz on. We convinced him to get on the ship, and he's on. Sean Barber, he's on. Jay Binkley, he's on it. I got Dramamine if this sort of ups and downs makes you sick and a little bit of motion sickness, but no. I wasn't saying they were the best team in baseball. I was letting you know that it is a long, fun summer. Is that not what a long season is? Either you're on the ship or you're not, Daddy 816. Julio, speaking of the ship, let's show some people in the city that are still on the ship. Fire it up. The This is your captain speaking. Welcome to the Big Blue Wave. On this Royal Blue Caribbean, as Sean Barber texts me, big fan of the show and A1 since day one, as he told me earlier, he said, it seems like there's a problem on the ship, but he's still on the ship. 4 minutes in, and the werewolf, or Wolverine, I can't remember, is already mad at the text line. I'm in, but long over Stratton. I'm not mad at the text line. I'm just trying to clarify with the text line, because there's one thing that we hate in this industry is we're on this Royal Caribbean ship. As you can hear the tunes, it's still sailing. It has not broken down yet. We are still sailing on this ship. Not mad at the text line. I don't get mad at the text line unless you say horrendous things that are mean. And it's not werewolf, it's not Wolverine, it's Crown Jewel. Get it right. That's not angry. I'm just telling it, you know, constructive criticism. Toughen up. And as the captain of this big blue wave of this Royals Caribbean, it's nice to know that I've still got some happy passengers. Jay Binkley, Sean Barber, Adam.
Adam, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. I try not to be like a homer when I look at things like this, but sure. Even with my, you know, Royals-colored glasses, I still can't help but leave with massive optimism. And I'm going to give you two reasons. You tell me if it's a bridge too far, if I'm pulling my punches. One, it seemed like all of our mistakes was because the Royals were trying to force things, meaning the focus was there. It wasn't like they made mental mistakes because there was no focus. They were almost too focused. And two, worst case scenario, we're going to leave today with like the fourth best record in the majors. It's hard to really get down on yourself when you're the fourth best team by record. So that's my view of it anyway.
Adam's got his sunscreen. He's got his bags packed. He knows what the cruise is. You love to hear that from Adam. Jared, he's on deck. He's getting some sun. Yeah, it's rough, but he's in.
Go to Jared in Fort Scott. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio.
Hey, Stratton might be falling down, but Sam Long's there to pick him up. 3 2/3.
Go ahead.
No hit, no run. Pretty solid guy from Omaha, so I'll leave it up to you.
That's what I'm talking. That's what I'm saying. This is the Carnival Cruise. This is the Royal Ship. There's going to be some treacherous waters along. It's not always going to be 88 and sunny. But you know what? That music plays the entire time you're on the cruise. And you know what? There's times in the morning where you're a little hungover or you get a loss. And it takes you a little while to recover. Yeah, you can't win in Minnesota. That sucks. I'll be honest. I'll address it. Target Field, the only person that seems to like Target Field is Salvador Perez. But the thing is that you have to look at where this team is. As if the caller said. Right? Sometimes maybe they're trying too hard. I don't really buy into that. Yeah, there was a couple of errors today. Bobby Witt Jr. makes one. And then you're going to have your people that are going to be wishing that they were on this Carnival Cruise. But this team will keep on rolling. This is a long summer. It's still at this point a playoff team. And it's still going to be fun in the summer. And I bet it hurts really bad today. I bet it hurts really bad to me because you care that damn much. And like I said, this cruise, it's bound to get rocky at times. Not every day is going to be 88 and sunny. But now this cruise ship comes right back into the Royal Blue Waters against a team from a different area in San Diego. And even though that series doesn't really mean as much as this one that just ended and the one that is upcoming, there's still a lot of time. But that is the fun on the Royal Cruise. Text line 913-586-7610. Look, it's going to take some time. 913, I'm on board the Royal Big Blue Wave. The whole way, let's go. And look, I get it. Sometimes dinner ain't that great, but the next night, maybe it's pasta carbonara. You know, I understand that Minnesota, this was a big series, a 4-game series. You went 1-3. You fought. You didn't get blown out. When you did win, you won big. You're up 4-0 today. You end up losing 7-6. Your superstar came through in the clutch in the very end of the game. Unfortunately, it just didn't. Somebody says it's always 88 and sunny. Optimism is nice. But it ain't going to be always smooth sailing. Julio, you on the cruise? You on the ship? Did you ever decide, I'm just going to let this one go?
No, I'm on. Can I be like the what's the second captain?
Yeah.
What's it called? Co-captain? Co-captain?
Yeah.
I don't know about co-captain. You can be the captain. I'll be the sub-captain.
Mm.
I don't know what that's called, but your first mate, I guess.
First mate?
There you go.
You like that more than co-captain?
I like co-captain better. But,
I thought so.
You know.
Tussie, I'm going on a Carnival cruise next weekend. That music has put me in the mood for a cougar and a Bahama mama. Are those the same thing?
A cougar and a Bahama mama? They could be. They could be. Some good wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
See what you did.
Because what a Bahama mama is like a banana strawberry drink?
I believe so, yes.
Mm. And a cougar is a woman
Cougar's
of
a
age
cougar.
That is just okay. Is there an age limit?
No, not at all.
I've got my ticket. I'm on board. Unlimited drinks and enough crab and shrimp to make me puke. Exactly. Somebody says, easy, sailor. I'm telling you, man, look, that's the part of the cruise. And that's part of the captain's job. I'm here to make sure and to let you know that, hey, everything's all right. We know the destination of this. This destination of this cruise goes until Halloween, we hope. But it for sure goes until Labor Day. And we got a whole lot of time because we just had Memorial Day. And that was a tough series, but this lets you know, right? Sometimes getting beat by teams in your division like this, 3 out of 4, on the road, it's tough to win on the road. It's tough. But you got to keep your head up and you got to keep moving. Now you come home, hopefully take 2 out of 3 from San Diego. Then you have a big off day on Monday. And boy, let me tell you, the series of the year starts early on June 4th, 5th, 6th against the Cleveland Guardians. Or maybe it's the 5th, 6th, 7th. Either way, you get it. It's 3 games next week and it starts Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's Julio Sanchez. I'm Dusty Likens. This is After Hours. Coming up on the other side, it's time to make a financial decision when it comes to us degenerate gamblers like Julio and myself. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
I thought I saw you yesterday, but I didn't stop because you was walking the opposite way. I guess I could have shouted out your name, but even
back here on After Hours till 9 o'clock tonight. Congratulations if that's something that really gets you going. Should be a fun one. Buckle up. Are we supposed to get weather this evening?
We are.
Like severe?
I'm not sure about that, but I know it's supposed to rain pretty much all night and all day tomorrow.
So this kind of dictates my night, and I've got a little problem I need to come clean with.
Yeah, all right. We're here.
Okay with that?
People are here to listen.
So if it rains tonight, I'm definitely getting the 6-pack of tall boys and watching it rain.
Okay, I like
Otherwise,
it.
Otherwise, if it doesn't storm, I'll do my walk. Couldn't be more polar opposites. I've got weather on right now. West Perry. Shout out West Perry.
Okay.
Nice suits on that young man.
By the time we get out of here, chances are you're going to be drinking that 6-pack.
I love it.
I mean, that's not a bad consolary prize, right?
Yeah, they're showing the radar. Looks like it's about to move in.
Yep.
The other night, I did you lose power the other night?
I did not, no.
So it was southeast. So the other night, last Friday, so almost a week ago, man, I'm sitting outside and I could feel it coming, right? Like the wind was moving in and all of a sudden there was like spittle rain. So I'm like, okay, this is like the front of the because, you know, storms do it for me. Like that's like my porn of nature is weather. And
sure.
I think that's a good way to put it.
I don't know that, but sure.
I think so.
Okay.
And so I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I could see from across the yard like a sheet just move in. And I was like, okay, it's time to kind of move it back. And then there's a spotlight on this house behind me and it goes out. And I'm like, that's out. That means power's out.
It's coming to you, buddy.
And we didn't have power from 11 p.m. till 8 a.m.
I heard there were some people that didn't have power all weekend.
It was brutal.
That was...
Like, your house gets an eerie quiet when nothing runs.
Pitch black at night. Oh, that's the worst,
You
man.
Can hear spiders fart.
Do spiders fart? I don't know.
They do when there's no power.
Okay, sure.
And I'm a big fan guy at night. I got one on the ceiling, one on the ground. Neither one. The other
Two
big mistake
at night, that sounds excessive. Mm-hmm. But
you could turn the TV off, wouldn't wake up. I don't sleep with the TV on, but you could turn off, wouldn't wake up. Turn a fan off. I'm grabbing the weapon and thinking somebody broke in. Okay. And the other thing that I need to have a discussion with is people seem to know when I'll say yes to something.
Okay.
And I
elaborate.
Think it's, okay.
Elaborate.
So Memorial Day weekend, hanging out with the buddies at a pool party. And you know how like daytime pool parties go. And boy, do I have one to tell you about on the break. Ooh, coming up this boy. Weekend. You're going right. to really like right. it. You're going to like it.
Okay.
Inside, not a joke, an inside story.
Okay.
And so anyways, so sometimes the responsible adults and the kids, they don't really go very hard because they can't. And they go home a little earlier than most. And then the ones that are able to, like, you know, stick around. So the fluids are flowing. And a bunch of my buddies' wives want to go to this Taylor Swift cover concert tomorrow night called
fluids
Red.
Fluids are flowing, huh?
Okay. Yeah. And it's in Legacy Amphitheater. And I was like, sure, I'll go. Forgetting that I was cool and down to go, no wife, no girlfriend, nothing, I bought a ticket to this cover concert.
Okay.
I've got a problem at saying yes when I'm under the influence.
Well, that's good to know for me. Mm-hmm. So thanks for that.
But, so if you're like, hey, man, like if it's like 9:30 on a Saturday and you're like, hey, I can't do this Royal game next week. You down to do it? Yeah, sure, man. Oh, crap.
Take that and put that one in my back pocket.
Kind of got lucky. The concert's already postponed because I guess it's just supposed to be just terrible tomorrow. Rain all day.
Yep. So does that mean you can get a refund on your ticket?
I'm sure you could, but I made my word. If I said I'm going, I got to go. That's another moral standpoint.
But you originally committed to the date as of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Anything in the future, you can't be held to, right? I think that's how it should go. So this is your out if you want an out. It sounds to me like you're in because you're in.
Well, I just can't back out now.
I mean, you could. You absolutely could. This is a perfect excuse for you to... It sounds like you don't want to back out.
Mm-hmm.
You have a valid reason not to go now.
Yeah, true. But does that make me more of a coward for being like, eh?
That doesn't make
I never really wanted to go in the first place.
No, it doesn't make you coward at all. I was just under the
influence.
No.
Okay.
I mean...
Kind of. See, now you're putting yourself in my shoes.
Look.
You're like, well, you said you'd go. Well, I didn't know they were going to postpone it. I got plans on June 29th.
There you go.
Right?
Again, built-in excuse.
And it's only 20 bucks. Somebody says, I sleep with a fan on too. When power went out, downloaded a white noise app on my phone. Works in a pinch.
Yep.
My big problem being the millennial that I am, Mr. Tech, didn't charge my phone the entire afternoon.
Oh, no.
Dude, went to bed with 8%, so it died at like...
You don't have like a battery bank of any kind? Oh,
just
man, come on.
Living in the past. My buddy Caldroni said he'd be my date. I'll get down to a cover concert.
Yeah, have a few, you know, like you said, you don't have kids, you're single. What do you have? What else do you have to do? You know?
Somebody says you agreed to that night, so there's no chance to any other night if it got moved on to you.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Fair enough.
You don't have to go.
Yeah.
You fulfilled your obligation.
Julio, you have a weekend series coming up. Hypothetically, I know it's Cindy. Let's say you got a chance to go to a game, to a Royals game. One of the two games is Cole Reagan's, and the other one is Seth Lugo. Which game would you rather go see?
Cole Reagan's.
Okay. So on DraftKings, we have a financial decision to make. Cole Reagan's is plus 1,300 to win the American League Cy Young right now. Do you want to guess what Seth Lugo is?
I'd imagine with the way he's pitching right now, it would be plus. It would be more. It would be more.
He's plus 1,600.
Yeah.
So Vegas or DraftKings has belief that Cole Reagan's will either continue all year the way that he's going or get much better, and that Lugo will seemingly not keep up the 1.72 ERA best pitcher and probably going to win pitcher of the month of March or of May, right? Good chance.
Yep.
Or it's going to be that goon from the Detroit Scooble who the Royals smacked around.
Yep.
And he's the favorite right now to win Cy Young, plus 185. You answering that question the way you did leads me to believe that you're more still, and maybe some people are this way too, Team Reagan's over Team Lugo. And I'm not trying to divide the two, because the best case scenario is you've got two great pitchers. Technically, right now, you have two number ones at the top of your rotation and one hell of a number three who is under the weather today. But I think it's time to really think about what we think could be the possible outcome. Like, do you think Reagan's, who's been good, some would say great, electric stuff, been, you know, described as a left-handed DeGrom? Or do you think Lugo has this year where it's just like he's got it figured out and it's been long enough? No, the guy's allowed 16 runs.
I'm more on the fence. I'm more on the side of Lugo will come back down to earth a little bit. I think Reagan's just has a much higher ceiling. He's a lot younger. I mean, he just has more, I think, that he can give. Whereas Lugo, I think this is as good as you're going to get from him. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's any more upside to him other than what you're saying. This is his ceiling right now. And ride that wave. But I don't know that he's going to, I mean, this, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is his first go around as a starter, as a pitcher. So he's had some injury concerns. I don't know that I trust him to go the full season like this. I would love it if that were the case, but I just put my money on Reagan's.
So Reagan's plus 1300, still a good pretty penny to win. You went put 10 to win 130.
And I think you get the better deal with Reagan's right now as opposed to Lugo.
And you believe,
because of that high ceiling.
And you believe in Reagan's doing it all throughout the year and even elevating where he's already at, as opposed to Lugo staying somewhat consistent and slightly showing some effects of falling a little bit down to earth.
Yeah, I put my money with Reagan's making improvements as opposed to Lugo staying where he's at.
And you know what the best part about this is that this is a 1-2 punch as we continue to ride the wave of the Royal Cruise, the big blue wave cruise ship. This is why when you see games like this or you see series like this with the Twins, right? Lugo won, they'll get one game, you won. This is why when you put this all together, this makes me believe that the ship is going to be just fine, because you have a 1-2 punch at the top of your rotation, which I don't know if they've announced the pitching rotations for this weekend, but I would assume it'll be Singer, Marsh, and Cole. Or maybe you just go back one, but I don't think they would do that. Again, I'll look at my phone real quick just to make sure I know what I'm talking about. So it'll be Waka on Friday. It'll be Marsh on Saturday. And Sunday will be Cole Reagans.
Okay.
So Brady gets a pass this week. You bring Waka in Friday night. And then you get your Saturday, Sunday, Marsh, Reagans. You would think with the way that those three pitchers are playing, you should get at least two wins. And the best part about having the Lugo-Reagans discussion of where you think the Cy Young odds rank, which who'd have thought two in the top six are on your roster and they pitch 1-2.
That's crazy. Never would have thought that as a Royals fan. Never.
So you're saying the safe bet is on Cole Reagans, and you're saying if you had a ticket to see Reagans or Lugo, you're going to make sure you see Cole Reagans.
Going to see the young guy.
Do you think the majority of the fan base is there with you?
I do. Honestly.
I believe that.
I think fans love what Lugo is doing, but again, I think long-term, Reagan's is just more of the answer.
The best part of having a 1-2 pitching combination and having a good, solid rotation in baseball is that there is one thing when the big-time decision comes in the mid-July, you know what I'm talking about, the end of July, you got to make a move. And the hardest part about making those moves, you don't have to worry about. I'll explain what that means on the other side. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. It's Julio Sanchez. I'm Dusty Likens, and this is a program we like to call After Hours.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, you heard Vinny Pasquantino. Maybe you missed it today.
Here's the pitch. Pasquantino launches it deep to right field. Margot barely moves. That's way out of here. Welcome back to the lineup, Vinny Pasquantino. A two-run homer in the top of the first inning. And the Royals are out to a 2-0 lead.
Love to hear it. Vinny Pasquantino keeping that cruise ship alive. He goes out for a couple games because of, was it dirty? Was the Buxton play dirty?
Yeah, it was borderline.
I was afraid to tweet borderline. That because I was afraid my guy, Henry Lake, would get really defensive about it, being a Minnesotian who talks about those Twins, who we get to build this summer rivalry up all summer, playful, fun one. But I was like, that seemed dirty from Buxton. The bases are bigger. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. 913-586-7610. Welcome to After Hours. 913-586-7610. Crown Jewel Dusty, tell that dude Lugo is the man to put your money on. The only other person with a start like this to the season was Greg Maddux when he won the Cy Young. He ain't no Greg Maddux, though. That's the only problem.
It's big shoes to fill.
That's good company. That's good company. Dusty, a.k.a. the Crown Jewel. I'm glad to have met you at the Bleachers concert. Nice to be back on the air. Blair, if that's you, thank you for everything that you did. You're a kind soul, and I'm glad that you listened to the show, and I'm glad that you listened to the most important part of the show, which is the last 15 seconds of it. You did a very nice thing for someone, and it changed their entire year. 913-586-7610. That's the text line. Don't forget, we'll do the out of left field question like we always do at 8 o'clock. 913, bowling league tonight. I carry a 180 average. I assume that's really good. Give me a high score to shoot for. Go bowl a 220. I feel like that's like two strikes shy of a perfect game?
That's...
Wait to bowl 10 strikes to bowl a 300, right?
Correct.
I don't know much about bowling. I'm good for like one bowling game, and then I get like Tommy John.
Well, I'm lucky if I break 120.
Yeah, awful. Awful. What's the weight of the rock that you throw? Are you one of those like 16 ouncers?
No. Yeah, I usually go 12.
That's good. That's a good weight.
Yeah, in between. I'm not a big guy.
Do you do the two fingers and the thumb, or just the two fingers?
We're
talking about bowling.
Oh, okay.
Come on, 6:36. There are kids that like this show.
You asked the question. I mean,
about bowling, and you gave me that Julio.
I go two fingers. Either way, Dusty, I go two fingers. In either way, spin it.
Okay.
That's correct. It does well, you know?
Yeah.
It does well. Works well.
12 strikes for a 300. That's why I love the text line. I'm not a huge bowler, but I will say the only thing I do when I bowl, like I've said, I'm a degenerate gambler. We play a poker bowling game. You just bring a deck of cards. Everybody throws in like $3. And if you get a strike, you get 2 cards. You get a spare, you get 1. And you have to make your best poker hand. So you have to get 5 cards to qualify. Whether you get 5 spares or, 2 strikes and a spare, whatever it may be. It keeps it competitive.
Is this an old man club?
We did this like when we were like 21, 22, just bored and, finishing college, didn't really know what to do.
Sounds like something a retired person would do.
Sounds like a really fun game, because then once you win one, you pretty much drink for free the rest of the night. Dusty, all you do is talk about gambling and drinking. Have you met me? 12 strikes for a 300. Have to get 3 in the 10th frame. That's tough. That's a turkey right there. See, I know some terminology. 7-10 split. Only Roy Munson could get that. The name's Roy, not Boy. Kingpin, great movie. McCracken, one of the best villains of all time. They still sell those Dune popcorn buckets anyways. I need to watch Dune Tune still, right. So I was wondering for a friend. This is the time of year where you start to see whether teams are going to sell or buy. And I think we can all come to an agreement that they're showing Casey's Pizza on TV. Good Lord, it's been a while. Casey's Pizza, underrated, overrated, perfectly rated.
Perfectly rated.
Okay. Casey's or Minsky's?
I think Minsky's is overrated.
So you slide.
I'm not a fan of Minsky's.
Okay.
Look, I'm East Coast guy through and through. Give me New York style, thin crust pizza.
You need to come to Lee's Summit and go to this place called Johnny Joe's. It's on their downtown district. Dude, it's great. Fantastic. And they make it right there in that oven. And it's like done in like 15 minutes.
I'm
right
like
there
a
at table.
Pizza Tassio.
Yeah, that's thing. It's like a Brooklyn style.
That's my thing.
Yeah, yeah. Grinders pizza.
Yeah.
Money.
Bronx.
Yep. Yeah, I'm with you. But you're going to start seeing teams that have players that either they're not really thinking about keeping around long term, or they don't want their contract and you've got to pick up the remaining year of whatever it is. And the Royals are, I guess we could all agree, will probably be buyers. And one thing that I've found interesting is that you're seeing Royals logos on a list with names that maybe you would have never thought. And last week, when I filled in for Alex Gold with Cody, there was this graphic from Walkoff, Bleacher Report Baseball. Same guy, Zach Reimer. And he had landing spots for Vlad Guerrero. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was seventh on the list to the Royals. Now, obviously, when you see these lists, you're going to see the big dogs at the top because it seems to always go that way. And the name that came up today while I'm scrolling through Twitter or X, Bo Bichette's top 10 landing spots. Bo Bichette. Number one, San Francisco. Number two, Seattle. Number three, the Dodgers. Number four, Cleveland. Number five, Atlanta. Number six, Minnesota. Number seven, Kansas City Royals. And I asked Cody Tapp this question. Would you, Julio, now that we're not talking about Vladimir Guerrero, because you know the thing about trades, you got to give to get, right? It's like in your fantasy football leagues, you have Christian McCaffrey, but you've also got two other good running backs. So you have room to make moves. And somebody that wants Christian McCaffrey is like, I'll give you Jalen Waddle. I'll give you Amara St. Brown for Christian McCaffrey. Like, absolutely not. That's not enough for what I'm giving up. Even though those guys could probably make some points. And still, those two would probably put up an average of what Christian McCaffrey would put up, right? So would you trade?
I'd make that trade, by the way.
Yeah, probably. Would you trade Brady Singer for Bo Bichette straight up?
No. Because the right baseball trade, I mean, the pitchers just hold so much more weight than positional players. I mean, that is the currency of baseball is pitching. So heck no. No. And not to mention, I mean, Bo Bichette right now, I believe, is just, it would be basically a rental player to the end of the season.
Right. Yeah.
So there's no way I would give up control.
Because where do you think the consensus lies with what this team needs more? A corner outfielder or a bullpen arm or yes?
Yes. Okay. To both.
Ideally,
I'd like them to address both, but I would be happy if they would just address one of the two.
Okay.
I mean, they've got Waters waiting down there. I mean, that could be your answer, right?
It could be.
It could be.
Big Drew Waters guy?
Bigger than MJ, anyways.
Okay.
You know? So, I mean, there might be an answer, but, I mean, the bullpen, you can always use bullpen help, you know?
And the greatest part about this conversation with what the Royals need, and I've heard Vern allude to this, that what you need is essentially the easier things to find in free agency. It's always tough to find a starting pitcher or what you have to give up for, like you said, a rental player for, you know, 2.5 months of a season. You don't need that in your starting rotation. I think this rotation is well more than enough to give you that playoff push. Because what's the one thing we just talked about? If it's game one or a wild card game, you feel comfortable, right, Julio Sanchez, to say, I can give this baseball to Cole Reagans or I can give it to Seth Lugo and I feel good about it.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
And then when you get to playoff baseball, there's basically two guys that miss the cut. You'll run like a three, maybe a four-man rotation in the playoffs, which means somebody fills in as a mid-reliever, which would probably be, as of right now, an Alec Marsh. Or Marsh and Waka fight for that final bull or that final arm of the rotation in the playoffs. But either way, you would go into the playoffs and you would have, if you played a seven-game series, your first three games would be Reagans, Lugo, Singer. Correct. And then if maybe Singer gets a little beat up early on in the game, it's like, okay, we're going to pull him quick. We're going to have Alec Marsh come in. Feel really good about that. And I think the one thing that you're right about is I think you need a productive outfield player. Or you need that, I don't know if you necessarily need that bat in the lineup, right? But it would be nice to have the outfield plus the bat, right?
They need a little bit more offensive pop from the bottom of the lineup.
And that was what the Ben Zobrist trade was, right? And you had to give up Sean Manaea for that, who would go on to throw a no-hitter for the Oakland Athletics and have a good, sustainable career. You had to give a little to gain a little, right?
Yeah.
And to me, I'm more so on the point of I would love it to add, if I'm being honest, I would love more of a bullpen arm than an addition to the lineup. And here's why. I think what we all saw in 14 and 15 was that if it was 2-0 in the fifth inning, the game was over. And I believe this team can put up 2-3 runs consistently with the backings of a Garcia, Bobby Witt, Vinny, Sal, you know, Massey when he's back. I think that's hurt them a lot in this series, is not having Michael Massey, which is going without being, which has not been talked about a lot. Team president of Michael Massey fan club and captain of the big blue wave ship, Captain Crown Jewel. But I think that's the best part that you can look at this season when you kind of fast forward the clocks and look at things from a perspective of, okay, where do we go from here if we're going to add? Well, you don't have to worry about the hardest thing to add, which is starting pitcher. Now what you got to think about is, do you add both a corner outfielder? Do you maybe see what Drew Waters can give you? Or do you just get one or the other or add both? And I don't know at this point what they actually do, because I think their rotation's so strong that essentially once you move on throughout the season, or you get into that player situation in the playoffs, you can move one of those fourth or fifth starters and they can be your long bullpen arm. Because MacArthur's your guy in the ninth. We know that.
Yeah.
Zerpa's your guy probably in the eighth. And now Stratton's kind of on the fence, of people are starting to talk about him like they talked about MVS.
That's where we're going with that, huh?
Maybe. Somebody says, do you believe this team is one piece away from winning the World Series? No, it's not. Their needs are 2 to 4 deep on this roster, and there is no filling that much with our minor system. I don't look, I've never said World Series or bust this year, but I do believe now this team believes that this isn't the turning point. I think this team believes that this is the team for moving forward, whether that is a wild card win and a first round exit, whether that is getting to the division series and being competitive and getting to the championship, whatever that may be. But World Series, that's where we just got to ride the cruise. And if you get there, you get there. If you don't, you don't. But right now the cruise is meant for a nice, fun summer vacation of baseball. That's Julio Sanchez. I'm Dusty Likens. Coming up on the other side on After Hours, the wide receiver market. Oh, boy. You remember where you were 3 years ago? And we thought to ourselves, what's the ceiling going to be? We still don't know because of what news broke today. And I'm damn glad to be a Chiefs fan, because I'll tell you this, there's something they don't have to worry about. And that's spending a ton of money that just keeps going up, 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 up and away. That's Julio Sanchez. I'm Dusty Likens. This is 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Boy Wonder.
Oh, yeah, man, how you doing? You good?
I know you like that.
Yeah,
I know you like that.
How long you been back, man?
I see the girls in the club, they're getting wild for me. And all the pretty chicks all want
to
smile.
You ever see a storyline that you refuse to believe, but I'm sure it's true? Saw a thing from TMZ that Lenny Kravitz said he is today celebrating 9 years of celibacy.
For celibacy?
Yeah, 9 years. Lenny Kravitz.
Good for him.
I can't honestly believe that.
Like,
dude,
isn't
Lenny
that his
Kravitz?
Like, shtick is like his sex appeal kind of thing?
I thought it was. I know there's been a video on the internet where he was on stage with leather pants and he did like a squat and it fell out.
Oh, okay. Chris Jones did, huh?
Yeah, same situation. Except he didn't like fall down. He just kind of hit the catcher's stance.
Let it all hang out, huh?
And told the pitcher to throw the strike. 913-586-7610.
I didn't need that mental picture right now, but thank you for that.
Good for Lenny, dude.
I guess.
Because I could only imagine if I was Lenny Kravitz and did like one show, how hard it would be to like go home alone.
For 9 years? Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
The last time he got laid, the Royals were in the playoffs.
Impressive.
And the last time he got laid, the Royals won the World Series.
I wonder what his motivation is behind that.
I never thought in my life that I could say that I've been laid more times than Lenny Kravitz in the last 5 years.
You, me, and the majority of the listeners, I think. That's a fair statement.
Mm. Good for Lenny. I want to get away. Anyways, you feel good about being a Chiefs fan going into this offseason, right? Going for the three-peat?
No? Yes and no.
Yeah, there's been a lot of
noise this offseason.
Yeah, not a lot of good
noise.
Too much noise
for my liking.
Not a lot of good noise.
No, not at all.
Yeah, he's Lenny Kravitz reveals 9-year celibacy streak on spiritual journey.
It's a long spiritual journey, but okay.
Good for him. So the wide receiver market, do you remember where you were when the Raiders were like, we're going to pay Davante Adams 27 million a year? And we're like, well, hopefully Tyreek doesn't want more than that. And then 3 days later, Tyreek was on a jet to go meet the Penguin, Jaylen Waddle. Remember that video?
Yep.
And Tyreek got $30 million a year. Well, Jaylen Waddle, his teammate, just got an extension, and he's going to make, what, like $45, $48 million
stupid
a year?
Stupid money. Stupid money.
The wide receiver market is broke because it is a market in which they are, hey, this is the game. This is where it's at. Pay me the money. You need speed. And Jaylen Waddle this year reached an agreement today, or I guess today, for an $84.75 million contract extension, which includes $76 million guaranteed. In your life as a Chiefs fan, have you ever been more grateful to know that your wide receivers, none of which are in need of a contract anytime soon? We all agree that they're not going to pay Kadarius Toney. They declined his fifth-year option. They're probably going to move on from Sky Moore. He probably won't get an extension unless it's low. Xavier Worthy is a rookie. Hollywood Brown is on a one-year prove-it deal. And Rashee Rice is in his second year as a rookie contract. No money to be dished out to the wide receivers while the wide receiver market is insanely hot. And I am glad that I am not in a situation as Brett Veach, that the Vikings, that the Cowboys, that the Cincinnati Bengals are in. Because Cincinnati, with the way this market is going, in no way, shape, or form, are they paying both Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and having Joe Burrow's contract on paper. Not happening.
Nope.
Not happening.
Nope.
They're going to pay Ja'Marr Chase. That is a fact. And Ja'Marr Chase is smart, because he's just waiting for his best friend, Justin Jefferson, to get paid. And if you thought Jaylen Waddle's extension was large, wait till you see Justin Jefferson's. And that's kind of how we've seen this wide receiver market work throughout the years, is that there's always the first guy. And the first guy is normally a guy where you're like, that guy got that much money? Because I remember when the Tyreek Hill year happened, it was Christian Kirk.
Correct.
And everybody's like, Christian Kirk just got $84 million for 5 years.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, dude, that's what that receiver is going to get paid in the open market. Right. And then it was Davante Adams. And then it was Tyreek Hill. And then what, last year it was AJ Brown. And now you're seeing all these wide receiver ones starting to be like, well, and again, that's how the game of football works. It happens with quarterbacks. But it is very well evidently obvious that quarterbacks get paid first, and then wide receivers. And again, you take this entire conversation and go back to the main narrative, which is Kansas City always seems to be, if not one, maybe two steps better than everybody else, because they found a rookie in Rashee Rice last year. Maybe, just maybe, they found a receiver in Xavier Worthy that can do exactly what they want to do. And they're good with finding the one-year prove-it guy. The year they let Tyreek Hill go, they had the number one offense. Patrick Mahomes won MVP, and they won a Super Bowl. They survived last year because of the surgence of a Rashee Rice, the development of an Isaiah Pacheco, and the existence that is Travis Kelce. And now they'll move into this year, again, not having to worry about paying any wide receiver, trusting that they have an anomaly at quarterback, which also helps, that you would think that with Patrick Mahomes, he takes a C-average receiver and makes him a B-average receiver. Because Juju Smith-Schuster will never have a year like he had in Kansas City the rest of his career. I'm comfortable saying that.
Yep, I'm with you.
And a lot of that has to do with being teammates with Patrick Mahomes. And the one thing the Chiefs can obviously do is they want to continue to surround talent around Patrick Mahomes. But the route that they're taking is, we'll find a good one-year guy. And at the time, some people might be like, well, we want it to be this guy. Well, that's not a one-year guy. That guy's like, well, what's Odell? You don't want Odell Beckham Jr. That's not a guy that doesn't fit your system. Hollywood Brown does. And now the Chiefs can kind of toy with what they think is more important, maybe build money on the defensive side, and then try to fall into a wide receiver like they did with Rashee Rice, which was a great find last year. And it's been a struggle, obviously, for this organization to find rookie wide receivers, but either way, they did it. I think one thing that's really great about this team that we might see next year is we'll continue to talk Chiefs. We'll move back into the Royals a little bit later. Don't forget, we'll do the out of left field question at 8-913-586-7610. We'll continue to engage with the text line and all of you tonight. Coming up on the other side, the best odds are in your favor and the best roster in the AFC is in your favor. We talk about what team might fear you as a fan in early offseason, and also what we could see from this offense in this next year as they move forward for a three-peat. Trust me, the Royal Caribbean cruise is still rolling. We'll get back into Royals talk. But on the other side, we talk Chiefs. It's Julio. I'm Dusty. This is 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.